Joining us from Indiana State Police is Sergeant John Perrine. Sergeant, a tough morning for you guys investigating a fatal crash on I-465. Just go ahead and tell us what happened to the best of your knowledge.
Yeah, so this morning, just after just before 4 a.m., troopers were called to the scene of a serious crash on I-465 near I-74 on the east side. It was a two-vehicle crash. One of the vehicles was a Jeep that was heavily damaged. When troopers arrived, as well as fire department, when they arrived, they found a male entrapped in the wreckage of that vehicle. Unfortunately, despite life-saving efforts, that male driver was pronounced deceased on the scene.
What do you guys think was the cause of the crash?
Well, preliminarily, there's a lot of things that we're looking at. But one of the things that we do believe at this point is that the driver of the passenger car that struck the back of the Jeep was distracted by a cell phone.
Okay. And that was a Malibu, is that right?
Correct, a Chevrolet Malibu.
And are you guys doing tests and toxicology things and anything like that afterwards?
Yeah, there's certainly a lot left to this investigation. That includes determining speeds, determining any levels of intoxication, if any at all, and just looking into all the details of what caused the crash. So what was investigated at the scene is strictly preliminary, and all of our information at this time is also preliminary. And you know, our investigation could lead us to change some of those things.
Okay. The driver of the Malibu, what condition are they in?
They were transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Okay. And they're just not charged with anything at this time?
At this point, the investigation into the crash is ongoing, and they're, at this moment, no criminal charges have been filed.
Okay. Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, I think we're good.
All right. John Perrine with State Police. Sergeant, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Take care, John.
All right. Thank you.